Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But tonight at the AAC, yeah. A little Dallas Stars playoff hockey.
Take back the night.
Take back the night. Dallas Stars going for the clinch. Wow, this is a massive, massive night here in the Metroplex as the Dallas Stars attempt to get through and punch through to the second round of the NHL playoffs.
Now, I'm looking here at our out the window of the 11th floor of the Intercom building here on 4131 North Central Expressway. Ben, I'm seeing a lot of traffic going down 75 South, making their way down.
Making their way. The only way they know how.
Heading on down to the 75. Barn. Full of Stars and Predators. And I've been calling for this. This is a victory for all of us.
Yes. Yeah.
To take down the Predators.
To take back the night. This is big. This is big. And look, the Stars have outplayed the Predators. We were talking about that earlier. Shippy, anything extra give you enthusiasm and confidence as the Stars go for the clinch?
Well, one really nice thing to watch is how well Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, the two effing horse-ass players, as called out by Jim Leitz, as they play. They had one of the best games they've had in Game 5. I think they're going to do the same thing tonight. They've been really strong, both of them, throughout this whole series. So I'm really enjoying watching those boys beat up on the Predators.
All right, we got a little Rangers baseball tonight, late game, because they're in Oakland.
Yes, 9 o'clock. Pregame will be at 8:30 after a little KNC masterpiece action.
And my friends, you are kidding yourself if you're not wanting to tune in for every single Joey Gallo at-bat. That man is hitting 281 right now. 281! He had a pop-up that stayed in the air for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, and the Three Stooges music started playing when the Astros chased that fly ball. It was funny.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know the Three Stooges song. But
yeah, the ball landed 40 feet away from any defender.
And last start, Mike Minor
defender
was so angry that he refused to come out of the game with a complete game. Mike Minor, I'm hearing, is even more mad tonight and going for the full 27.
So hold
on to your butts, Ranger fans.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah, Rangers baseball. KNC Masterpiece will be on. Then we'll have a little Rangers baseball on the home of the Rangers, dingus. Right now, it's time for this.
Yep. And now, it's time for a bunch of clowns with zero journalistic integrity to debate the news. It's News or Not.
Thank you very much, Steve. Then we go to Portland, Oregon for a story. A lady goes to work. A man breaks into her house. And her dog is yapping so much that her security camera on her app notifies her that there's a guy in her house. So she starts to watch what the guy's doing.
She's in the house while he's in the house?
She's at work.
Away? Okay.
She's
okay,
at work.
Okay,
she's
good,
gone.
Good, good,
okay.
Good.
So I want you to listen to this news report. And
again.
At the end. Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you. All the more reason to get security cameras from DFW security.
I mean, and it writes itself right here.
Yep.
But I want you to listen to all of it and at the end and tell me if this is a bogus way that this guy got into her house.
Court documents show that a man went inside this woman's apartment while she was at work, and he made himself at home, even taking a shower and trying on her clothing and her jewelry. Now, this whole time, her dog was barking, panicked by all of this, and as you're about to see, the dog is the only reason this uninvited guest is behind bars tonight.
It was just so crazy.
Shauna Morrison tells us their wild story. It's about this guy, a stranger in high heels, wearing her clothing inside her apartment.
He was going through all of my personal things like underwear, bras, trying on my clothes. He ate my ice cream, some food, drank root beer that was there in the fridge, just made himself perfectly at home.
And the only witness, Shauna's dog, Silas, who barked at that intruder enough to set off Shauna's app on her phone.
All of a sudden, I see this guy coming out in a towel from my bathroom. And I was like, what are you doing in my house? why are you wearing my clothes?
Shauna says she quickly called police, left work, and rushed home, saying when she arrived, she caught this man, 22-year-old Kai Phillips, wearing her clothes.
Huh. He was wearing a black Victoria's Secret bra, a black bathing suit bottom that I had, and then I had a white cover-up.
Had you ever seen this guy before?
No.
Shauna says he was standing outside of her door for 2 hours, causing her dog to bark. And then a neighbor, frustrated by all the commotion, knocked on Shauna's door hard enough to break a small glass window, allowing Kai Phillips right inside. He is now facing charges of burglary
and
theft.
What? I'm very confused.
I'm telling
about
you.
Keep Portland weird,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, hold on. Some red flags here.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, DFW security, it's not, they're not selling it. Our alarms go off if your dog barks. It's motion detector, right? So
yeah.
The alarm, the you start getting video updates, hey, there's somebody in your house. You're looking at video of it or whatever. You don't need a dog to bark. So that part I didn't understand. And then what is, can you play the last part? The hell just happened?
Okay, let's see here.
What do you think happened there?
Well, so the guy, so she can, go ahead, Jippy.
And then a neighbor, frustrated by all the commotion, knocked on Shauna's door hard enough to break a small glass window, allowing Kai Phillips right inside. He is now facing charges of burglary and theft.
So she claims he was standing outside her door for 2 hours before, like, she went to work. So I guess she saw him on the camera. Like, she might have went back and saw the footage of him standing outside, or maybe there's security get footage from the apartment complex. But a neighbor just hears her dog barking and is like, shut that dog up, and goes and knocks on the door so hard that it broke a glass window and he was able to get
in. My neighbor?
All of a sudden, I don't believe the story.
I don't believe the story either.
I did see the guy prancing around in her panties.
Well, you did save that video for yourself.
Brag.
You're excited about that. But breaking and entering. One, the neighbor did the breaking, that dude did the entering, right?
Yeah.
It's still, I don't know if you, that, the neighbor is not a hero here. The neighbor broke a door. And it, I
hey,
guess
those dogs shut up though.
Well, I guess I don't understand. And the guy, the thief was outside, but then as soon as the neighbor come, excuse me, I gotta make these dogs. Would you mind stepping aside? Yeah, thank you for scooting over. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, it broke. Hey, feel free to break in there if you want. I don't understand.
I don't either, and that's where I got confused. But everyone, as we have said, get DFW security. You won't have this issue.
Dude, there are some freaks out there, man. There are
freak
some
shows.
Weirdos. And I think the more we surround ourselves with just normal humans, the more we assume that everyone else is normal.
Yeah.
And that's when a freak will get you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when something crazy happens. Like, man, I worry about home invasions and those types of things all the time, man. I'm like, once you enter the house, you got to start shooting, ask questions later, right?
I wouldn't do that.
Why? They break into your house.
You just
they're
never
trying
know
on your
how
panties.
Justice is going to work.
KT, someone's rummaging and rifling through your panties.
Which,
and you catch them in your house.
Yeah.
Despite how you might be excited, you need to throw down some force.
First of all, if they're in my panties, they're like, this guy's doing something right, because panties are so comfortable.
Yeah.
You know this.
Let me hear your panty theory again.
They feel so good. And you sleep, they're just comfortable. It's just comfortable. I mean,
wearing panties right now?
I think most women would agree. And the only guys who won't wear panties are guys who are just wusses.
I insist on wearing sandpaper underwear.
I'm so insecure with my lifestyle that I worry about what people think about my underwear I wear.
Well, then
sleep naked.
Well, are you wearing panties right now?
I am.
Check your panties.
Yeah, silk.
Is that right?
Yeah, odds are.
Like expensive, like Victoria's Secrets? Like what costs more, your panties or the rest of your outfit?
Oh, definitely my panties.
That would have been a great drop.
Okay, we gotta move on. So, hey Ben, I don't know. You know this, like,
do we have to?
We don't here regionally. They haven't been. They don't play the CBS Sports. We get a lot of Jim Rome and things.
Yeah.
Boomer in the mornings, things like that. But nationally, they've been playing my CBS Sports Radio minutes for draft week.
Yeah, I've been hearing about these. There's a lot of chatter about these in the hallway, and people are asking. We had some listeners out of state going, "Hey, how come y'all don't play these here locally?"
Yeah.
I haven't heard these yet. I've just heard that they're running nationally.
Just nationally. It's just for draft week.
Okay.
From time to time, they'll come to me. So I focused on a theme instead of mailing it in. You know, I was like, let's do a theme here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about some day three draft prospects who went to small schools.
Okay.
So a lot of guys who aren't getting love. We know who Kyler Murray is. We might not know who some of these guys are. So here's a couple of the CBS Sports Minutes that have been airing. New York, Chicago, Philly, LA, you know, around the nation.
Hey, it's KT here for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. With the NFL draft looming around the corner, we all know the big names in the draft, but some of the guys aren't getting enough love. So in this CBS Sports Radio Minute, I decided on company time to give some day three prospects who went to small schools the respect that they deserve. Starting with Cole Cutts, an offensive tackle from Brockport College. Cole Cutts might be a seventh-round sandwich pick for a team hungry for some offensive flavor. Cole Cutts is a meaty player and a great seventh-round value. Also, don't forget Darryl B. Moore, a linebacker from Abilene Christian. Darryl B. Moore is already a father of three and says there will be more Darryl B. Moores in the future of this league. Darryl B. Moore, a linebacker from Abilene Christian. Lastly, Dick Tate, a middle linebacker from Wisconsin Oshkosh. Dick Tate was the captain up in Oshkosh and is a commanding leader of the team, always forcing more out of his teammates. One player told me that Dick was hard, not only on himself, but on other teammates in the locker room as well. That's Dick Tate from Wisconsin Oshkosh. Spreading the love to some day three prospects who people aren't talking about enough, I'm KT with another CBS Sports Radio Minute. Bathe carefully.
Wow. Okay. Like, the bathe carefully thing, that's a new sign off at the end. That was really interesting. Bathe carefully. Yeah. That was good. That was good. I've never heard that. That was solid, though. Did you get a raise for this? These are great.
No, just something I'm doing on my own. Now I can give back to Intercom. Now, there's just another one. Throughout the morning, it was on the morning sports minutes throughout the nation.
Man, I hope Cole Cutts was one of the 30 visits the Cowboys had, because he sounds like
it.
No. Well, that's fantastic. Is that the only one?
Oh, we got some more, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear another one. Yeah, let's hear what else you got.
Hey, it's KT for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. We continue our series looking at underrated day three prospects from small schools with Doug Graves, a defensive end from Eureka College in Illinois. Doug Graves is a highly talented player, but has some off-the-field questions. As one source told me, you can't draft him. He's a necrophiliac. Doug Graves, defensive end from Eureka College. Also, don't forget Rick O'Shea, a cornerback from Southwestern University. Rick O'Shea has been bouncing around teams' boards as a day three prospect. And lastly, we take a look at Lou Brigance, a running back from McMurray State. Lou Brigance is a slippery runner with the vision to find the gaping holes. I'm hearing he'll slide to the seventh as some teams question his dry run at the pro day. Lou Brigance, running back, McMurray State. Taking a look at the draft names that you do not know, I'm KT with another CBS Sports Radio Minute.
Wow.
Stream passionately.
Wait, what? Okay, that's so much better than Romy.
Yeah.
Man, I think I'm worried, though. I don't want you to do too many of these, because someone's going to give you a big promotion and steal you for national radio.
You guys need to know who these guys are, though. You know, we scout all these players. I don't think we talk about the day three guys enough.
Here's Dick Tate related to Golden?
No, Dick Tate.
Oh,
Tate.
Oh.
Right, Tate, the offensive linebacker.
Yeah. My bad.
Here's the last one. I think this ran in the 9 a.m. hour across the nation. Yeah.
Hey, it's KT for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. Rather than mailing it in like Boomer and doing some birthday shout-outs, I've decided to educate the fan base on some small school day three prospects that we haven't been talking about enough. Players like Wayne Kerr, a guard from Cornell. Wayne Kerr is an athletic puller able to move in space, although sources tell me he's quite the jerk. Toss all that aside, though, and you've got a really good player late on day three who can really get your hands on and mold into a finished product. Wayne Kerr, a guard from Cornell. Also, one of my favorite players in the draft, Eric Tile, a wide receiver from the University of Rochester. Eric Tile is a huge deep threat, but buyer beware. A scout told me Eric Tile was the main source of a lot of locker room dysfunction. There, I said it. Eric Tile, wide receiver from the University of Rochester. Telling you what you don't know so you can tell others that I don't know what I know. I'm KT with another CBS Sports Radio Minute. Thanks for viewing.
Oh, wow. Dang, man.
It is. Yeah.
You stuck the landing on every one of those. So have you gotten any calls from any of the national radio scouts who tend to look for talent?
No, I haven't heard anything. I don't think the Intercom people have my email, because I haven't seen anything else. But those are just spread around. We don't get to hear those here in the DFW.
Yeah.
So I want to let you guys see, you know, what I'm doing.
Proud of you representing the Ben and Skin Show out there nationally like that. But I'm, you're going to get scooped up, man. One of these radio scouts is going to see you and put a second round grade on you or something. And before you know it,
Ben, this is not about me, though. This is about these players.
Yeah.
Eric Tile, Daryl B. Moore.
Yeah. And Cold Cuts.
Cold Cuts. Yeah. These are guys people aren't talking about enough, so I wanted to, you know, give them the love they deserve.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.